What's going on, everybody? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Opinionator Brother Podcast with your boy Devontae, episode 49. And we are live on Instagram. Instagram Live. We are Instagram Live right now. Welcome, 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 all my new listeners, all my current listeners. Thank you for tuning in, man. We are, 49 episodes in? We will be 50 episodes in next week. Man, listen, y'all. I'm on this Instagram Live. This is how I know I need to get a new phone, because my Instagram, and I keep fixing my microphone. I just got a new microphone too. But my Instagram, my camera right now. You know, I'm a chocolate boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dark nigga. You know what I'm saying? And my Instagram right now is making me look like, you know, it ain't giving me a lot of light right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't shining on me, but it's okay, cause I'ma shine on. Period. But how is everybody doing? I haven't did a show in about a week. I was on vacation, going back home to Florida, and it was amazing. I was there for about a week, about from the 13th through the 19th, and saw my brothers and. You know, just hung out with them, you know, hung out. It was just so great to be back, like, in the hood and everything. It was just amazing to see that the hood didn't change, but just to see family and friends and everything. It was amazing to see them, hung out with them all week. So, shout out to my brother. Shout out to my family down there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wasn't going to do a show. I actually brought all my stuff to Florida. Actually, I brought all my stuff to Florida to actually do a show, but then it got to Sunday, and that, you know, Sundays are usually the days that I record, and Mondays are the days that the audio versions will, you know, be going out. Audio of the podcast will be going out, you know, Monday mornings at 8 o'clock. And I was just like, you know what, I'm on vacation, I don't really feel like. And I really don't feel like doing a show today. I just really don't feel like doing it. And I was like, you know what? I'm on vacay. Y'all will be okay. And honestly, I was doing so much during that vacation. It really wasn't vacation. I had homework to do still, which was poo. Then, but I bought so many more gadgets, because if you see what I have my new microphone here. Like, I bought toys, y'all. I was so excited to buy toys. But every time I buy something to invest in myself, I literally know I have to keep it a buck. I literally have to, like, I have to smoke a blunt. Like, seriously. Like, it is. Every time I buy something to invest in myself, because I'm spending money on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spending money on myself. So spending on money on me, in a sense, is like, oh my God. Like, I don't know why that I get this fear of spending money, you know, on things that I know are going to benefit me in the future, but I'm so scared. You know what I'm saying? But I took those leaps and bounds, you know what I'm saying, spent that money, and I have a new microphone, guys. I have a tripod stand, you know what I'm saying, that's how I'm doing the live videos, and things are coming, you know, they're coming, and it was just so amazing to have that vacation, to have that space, especially to get out of Michigan and everything. So we are back, you know, episode 49, and trust and believe me, we have an episode for y'all, because we were gone for a week, and it was so much that happened in these 2 weeks. You feel what I'm saying? Not a lot, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot, but it was enough. You know what I'm saying? It was enough that happened. So, you know, we're going to be talking about Cat Williams and Kevin Hart, of course, and Tiffany Haddish, of course. We're going to be talking about our new segment, Question of the Day. Right, I loved the Question of the Day segment, so we're going to call it the Brother to Brother segment, which is our Question of the Day segment. So, you know what I'm saying, brother to brother, question to you, you know what I'm saying, brother to sister, or sister to sister, if I have co-hosts on the show, listen, you feel what I'm saying? So, welcome to our new segment, Brother to Brother. We're going to be talking about that. I have a question of the day as well. Serena, we're going to be talking about her, we're going to be talking about Hurricane Florence. And then I want to start off the show. We'll get into that, actually. We'll get into that. And then I want to address all my podcasters, indie list, indie podcasters and mainstream podcasters. I want to just address you guys for a minute. And then our MVP of the week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. I am tongue twisted. I'm kind of nervous, y'all, because I'm live again. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of nervous. So just bear with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little nerve. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, our MVP of the week is Silas or Silas. I want to say his name right, but I'm going to fuck it up. I'm going to butcher this shit. Silas Adikuno. He is 26 years old, and he is the highest paid engineer in the robotics field right now. Like, because he just signed a deal with Apple. So shout out to him. And then my biggest loser of the week, I don't know if I want to give it to Ye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I really want to give it to Ye. And we're going to discuss that. And then, the opinionated topic of the week, we're going to talk abortion, y'all. I'm going to get real candid on this show today. Because I felt in my spirit that I needed to talk about a topic that is not really mentioned amongst Black men, especially in my situation, the way my situation, you know, kind of forcing, because at one point in time, I was going to be a father, right? I got one of my, a past girlfriend pregnant, and, you know, we'll get more into the details later, but I want to know if men have been in the situation where the roles have been reversed, you know, in a stereotypical Black environment, first of all, but just in a stereotypical young relationship, especially in the climate that we're in right now. When you hear that you are pregnant, you know, it's more so the man that is going to sit there and say, well, that's not mine. You know what I'm saying? It's quote unquote statistically proven, and it's just socially proven. You understand what I'm saying? You really vaguely hear, not saying you don't hear, but you vaguely hear women saying, okay, you know, let's abort this baby, like, right the fuck now. This ain't your kid. I don't give a damn. Like, let's abort this. I don't care what you gotta say. Let's abort this baby right now. Like, I'm not putting, like, no discussion. You know what I'm saying? But that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get a little candid just for a minute and ask my males, have they been in the situation that I've been in? So we're going to talk about that as well. So let's really dive in. So finally, guys, we have an Instagram. We are on Instagram Live right now. We have an Instagram. I am so excited for this, right? And I know people have been like, why haven't you gotten an Instagram beforehand? Because I work on God's time, right? And I know that sounds very cliche. I know that just is one of the most cliche answers, but it's very real. I work on His time. When He tells me to do something, I do it. Remember when I, you know, if you really listen, remember when I said that you have to talk to God like He's your father, because He is. Like, if that was your real dad, how would you talk to your real dad? You have to talk to him like, you know, how you talk to your father in reality world, in this world. So as my dad, he sends me blessings, but he also gets in my ass. So I move when he tells me to move. And I didn't want to move into the live videos because I knew how I did it, you know, when it wasn't moved by him. So I was like, I wasn't trying to push, but he's like, you know what? No, your time is now. So keep, I need you to, I'm ready for you to do this now. And I'm like, I want you to get the feeling behind your belt, and we're going to do it right. And I said, you know what? Okay, fine. So I made an Instagram, right? And it was a TOB podcast. And within less than 12 hours, let me say, in less than 12 hours, my podcast literally was hacked or shut the fuck down. Like, I was like, whoa. I checked on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, and I was like, I was trying to look up my the podcast Instagram, and it was just like, nope, It wasn't popping up. All the stuff that I had was gone. I couldn't sign in. I'm like, bet. So report that boy. And it was just like, dog. And I remember texting my boy and I was like, bro. He was like, bro, did your Instagram get hacked? I was like, bro, yes. I was like, who hacking Instagrams now? He was like, bro, you getting up there. I was like, getting up there and what? He was like, popularity, bro. I was like, no. Because I don't view myself like that. You know what I'm saying? I try not to. You know, I've been in that local, quote unquote, local celebrity stardom, whatever. It is what it is. I've been there. And it's like I don't want to be there. You know what I'm saying? But the way I'm going to be there, whether I like it or not. I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? And I had to really understand, like, okay, I'm in this bubble, right? I'm in the entertainment world, whether I like it or not. I'm in the podcasting world, whether I like it or not. And you just got to stand on your morals. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, damn, people hate me like that. You love me like that to the point where you want to hack my page or Instagram, want to shut me down? Dog, I appreciate the love. Like, I appreciate that type of love. That love shows me that I'm doing something that is pissing you off, but also to the point where you listen. You're the ones that actually listen. You're the ones that sit there and comment under my shit and sit there and be, oh, you're a hater and shit like that, when most of my shit is literally just jokes. And you're just mad, and it's okay, because I'm gonna show you love. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you love, and I hope that in the future, whenever you want to come on a podcast and stop being a hater, I love you. I love for you to come on a podcast, because period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a point to where I said, you know, I would never bring people who hate on my podcast or who hate on my shit because. Honest, because I'm going to keep it a buck, I will kill you over this podcast, period. Like, if you ever sat here and tried to, you know, disrespect or try to stop the progress of this podcast, of me, of my brand, of my company, I will kill you. That's just what it is. I will. And that's just what it is, because this is my baby. This is something that I've raised, birthed since, you know, and it's only a few people that's going to understand that sentiment of it. So when I talk about this, I'm like, I'm at a point now where I'm like, you know what? I don't really give a damn. I will kill you over this. However, I'll kill you with love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to kill you with love. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on the podcast. Let me embarrass you in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm creating that platform now, and people are actually listening to me. So come to the show. Let me embarrass you for real, for real. So I appreciate the hate. I appreciate y'all sharing my hacking my page. I appreciate it, because now that I got a new one, oh, people are fucking loving me. It's amazing, and I love y'all right the fuck back, because this would not have been anything if it was not for the people that listen, for my friends, family, people that I don't even know, for the people across the seas. I love you, darling. I love you, darling. Okay, I love y'all, man. Period. Period. So it was just so funny that, you know, somebody hacked our page, but we got a new one. You can never stop my shine, because I'm shining, 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 shining. Yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. But let's get into Serena Williams. So Serena Williams, over my vacation, Serena Williams went to the U.S. Open, and she went to the championship match against the first Chinese tennis player to make it to the make it to the U.S. Open. And on God, right, Serena was getting her ass whooped. Like, Serena was, you could see, like, Serena was getting her ass whooped, but, you know, it was fine. But the problem was, and I think I said this last week, the problem was the umpire. The umpire was being very rash. So, couple days in after, you know, a couple days after, there was a cartoon that was released on Twitter, and it was a you know, like one of those little newspaper cartoons. And the newspaper cartoon just read basically, it was making fun of Serena and how she was angry about the situation at the umpire and everything like that. And you could see the videos of Serena like, you need to say, you need to apologize to me, you need to apologize to me, then don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. So, and a lot of people were on the side of the person who wrote or drew the comic. And he basically said, like, why are y'all in y'all feelings? Like, I'm producing my type of art. Now, I will attest to you on that. You are producing your type of art. So you have to sit here and take the criticism, whether it's positive or negative, bro. We creatives. If you're going to sit here and do some shit like that, you better be ready for the knives and the negative attention that's going to come from that. Because you making or creating that type of rhetoric and artwork, it may appeal to your audience, but it's not going to appeal to everybody, which that's fine. It you may not want it to appeal to everybody, but just know that you're going to get some comments behind that. You're not going to get all peaches and rainbows and dandelions about that shit. No, it was literally Serena. Excuse me, guys. It was literally Serena sitting there. He drew Serena stomping on her, throwing a temper tantrum on her racket. And it wasn't even like that. It was literally her getting upset because the umpire would not let them play. He wouldn't let Serena play. And Serena was trying to, and all props to the first Chinese woman to win the U.S. Open. Like, all props to her because she was whooping that ass. And she got the biggest offer from Adidas to sign to Adidas. For a woman athlete. So shout out to her. But in the same sense, Serena should have at least been able to play, my nigga. It was literally penalty, 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 penalty. And just like Serena said, men do it all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, we don't need to get into that, but we actually do. Men do it all the time and it's never a problem. But when we have a powerful black woman who was sitting here dominating a white sport, oh, it's a problem now. First of all, the umpire looked like he was about to croak. Let's be clear and let's be concise. The umpire looked like he was about to croak. And you're mad. It what is it? I just feel like it's real old white rhetoric that sits here and just tries to demean the powers of minorities. Like, we're just great. Don't be mad because we're great in every facet. Do we stress? Hell yeah. Do we have problems? Yes. But we are great. And you're mad because we're excelling. First of all, you mad because we don't sit here and we don't sit here and age for real, for real. Because we age in reverse, right? We done seen it. You seen it. The pictures don't lie. You see it when y'all go to concerts and shit. Black people age in reverse. If you take care of yourself the way you should, black people age in reverse. Have y'all seen Angela Bassett? What? That's my WCW for the week. What are you talking about? 60 years old and she is fine as hell. What do you mean? What? Cicely Tyson. Cicely can still get it. What are you talking about, bro? Cicely can still get it. At 80 what? 84? 80 something? 80, 90 something? Between them, she can still get it. Period. Period. We age gracefully. And you're mad. You're mad at the dominance that this black empress, you understand what I'm saying? Like, this black empress has. You're mad at that. And I don't get it. And I know that Serena has at least two more championships in her before she sit here and hang up a towel. And I want her to get those because it's just ridiculous. So, and boy, and low key, speaking of that, while we're on the subject, now Colin Kaepernick, if y'all didn't hear, allegedly has two teams looking to sign him. Oh, after the judge said no, we're not going to not take this to trial because we're going to sit there and take this to trial. Fuck you, NFL. And two, because what? Nike just gave Colin Kaepernick the Just Do It campaign after 30 years, and literally Nike is going up in sales, and everybody is on Colin Kaepernick's dick now. First of all, now it's ridiculous. It's so crazy that everybody's on Colin Kaepernick's dick right now. It's so crazy now that he got this campaign. Everybody, even the people that some people that didn't even support this man, is now like, oh yeah, I'm with you, Cap. I'm with you, Cap. See, here's the people that I respect. I respect the people that don't sit here and change your view. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I mean. When you are stuck on one view, right? If you didn't like Colin Kaepernick then, right? Did not understand or sit here and this is not a white thing. Right. This is not a white thing. Let me say this right now. This is not a white thing, because there were black people who sat there and was like, oh, no, I'm not sitting here and rocking with Colin. He doing too much. Like, he want to boycott the NFL and blah, blah, blah. Listen, if you want supporting this man now, don't support this nigga now that he own Nike. You understand? Now he the damn face of Nike. Don't do it now. Don't do it now. No. I've been on record saying, listen, Colin, I'm here for it. I was here for it a year ago. You understand what I'm saying? I don't even watch the NFL for real anyway. I'm more of a college football fan myself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm getting more into college football anyway. But in the sense, now so many people are on this man's head. Oh, we rocking with you, Colin. I follow a lot of celebrities. And when it comes to a lot of y'all, come on now. It's ridiculous. So, the way Nike has handled both Serena's and Colin's, both their situations, I'm going to have to, you know, maybe give a round of applause to Nike. Just a little bit. Just a little round of applause, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just amazing. Like, it's just a great thing to have, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them. Shout out. Let's see. Hurricane Florence, man. Let me just say that I want to say my heart goes out to everybody that was hit by Hurricane Florence in North Carolina, South Carolina. I seen videos of it and it was ridiculous. Wow. I didn't personally have no family or friends down there, I don't think, but anybody in that vicinity, I hope that you know you get back to your feet. Like, seriously, like, I don't, you know, it's hard to sit here and be like, you know, I don't want to just sit here and say I want to pray for you, you know what I'm saying? Because I at that point, you know, I can only pray so much, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that people of North Carolina and South Carolina, wherever Hurricane Florence hit, are okay, first of all, are doing well. I know that people have died, and I definitely pray for them, pray for their spirits and the families of those people, just lifting their spirits up and everything, because, hurricane season came a little late, but just praying for those people in South Carolina and Charleston and everything like that. So prayers up, people. Just put your prayers up for them people, for those who go. And I know J. Cole has a relief foundation for them. So shout out to J. Cole for that shit. Drop a bomb for J. Cole real quick. You know what I'm saying? We'll drop a bomb for him. Let's see. So we're going to get into the new segment of the day. New segment of the Opinionated Brother podcast is the Brother to Brother segment, the question of the day. So question of the day comes from the Instagram. How do you end a argument? Listen. Question of the day: how do you end an argument? So, if you are in a relationship or a friendship or whatever, right? Remember, because I say relationships are friendships, you know, situationships, whatever you in, how do you end an argument? Right? How do you end an argument? Because for me, I was the arguing type, right? I used to test you and see how you could argue, because I could argue you. I could argue you back, right? A lot of women sit here and tell me like, okay, you can't out argue me. I really could, but now I'm at a place where I just don't feel like it. But to end an argument for me, all I have to do is literally say, okay, and leave it at that. I leave it at that. I put a three periods and okay, and I leave it at that. And do you know that gets a girl fuming? Like, they will get so pissed. Especially if the argument has no substance or relevance to anything. If this is just a petty argument and you want something, how about you ask? Say something. Arguments come from nothing but miscommunication and misunderstanding. Literally. That's what I feel arguments come from. They literally come from miscommunication and misunderstanding, or you just not own your shit. That's just what it is, or you're not being grown about your shit. Literally. That's where they come from. But yeah, I would literally do a I still do okay. And it literally gets people fuming. They literally look at me like, really, Ty, you gonna do that? Like, really, Devontae, you really gonna do that shit? Like, for real? Like, no, dog. I'm like, sorry. Nope. I'm not about to sit here and do this, dude. No. But let me know how you end some arguments. I know that I've definitely heard some arguments a couple times on my floor here in my apartment. And this is... You know, they be going in on each other too. You know. There's a difference between white people and black people arguing. You know what I'm saying? Black people will sit there and argue till the cows come home. You know what I'm saying? Then white people will probably cut you. You know what I'm saying? Like, into pieces. You know, like, that's literally what an argument. If it goes overboard, you know what I'm saying? If the argument goes overboard, when it goes to white people, you literally find it on the news. But then that goes for black people too, because, you know, we done definitely had some incidents. I done definitely seen some stories where, especially in my city in Detroit, seen some incidents where y'all done shot, somebody done shot a girl or a dude because y'all done got into an argument over some shit, over another guy or girl. Like, y'all crazy. Like, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, comment or let me know on Instagram how y'all feel about that. That is the brother to brother question of the day. So let's talk about power, guys, because power is now over and I'm kind of sad. And if you have not watched Power, I've given you low-key 2 weeks to watch Power. So you need to get spoiler alert. You need to not. Spoiler alert, okay? Period. So, Power ended on a crazy-ass note. I don't know if Angela Valdez is dead or not. Tommy shot her at the end of the show. Well, he wanted to shoot Ghost because Ghost, you know, Tommy found out that Ghost, you know, basically had him put a hit out on his dad when his dad really didn't rat him out. So, it was funny to see Tommy try to shoot Ghost, and Angie push Ghost out the way, and Tommy just like, I got her. Now it's time to get you. So, in this sense, I'm more so excited for now season 6, because I feel like this is about to be a Tommy versus Ghost thing. Right, because we have been seeing Tommy and Ghost's relationship kind of be a roller coaster, right? That it's more of a roller coaster than Ghost and Tasha's, honestly. If you think about Tasha and Ghost's relationship minus the kids, it's more so like a buddy to buddy, okay, business type relationship, which should be like Tommy and Ghost. But because Ghost still believes that, you know, Tommy is still his brother in a way, And Tommy like, nah, bro, I don't fuck with you no more. You done did some bullshit. You done did a lot of bullshit in your lifetime. Like, I ain't got time for that bullshit. So chill on no. So, it was just so surreal how Tommy and Tasha wanted to kill Valdez right there in the house. They came. It was like, listen. How you know this? How you know that? She was like, I don't die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. So it's interesting how season six is going to play out. You understand what I'm saying? Because season six, now we have Angie damn near either dead or very much wounded, right? By Tommy, right? It's going to be some shit. And now Dre's out the picture. Right? Dre is now out the picture. He has signed his life away to the feds. He can't do shit. He better not sell another damn drug. He can't do nothing. Because Tommy about to take some shit over. He's back. Tommy is back now. And then, I would say the MVP of this season was Tariq. Tariq really came out of his shell this season. Probably the most prolific line of this season. Teach me the motherfucking game, Ghost. Period, bruh. Because if you think about it, Ghost has never really been a dad to Tariq. Think about it. Kanan was more of a dad to Tariq than Ghost was. You understand what I'm saying? And shit, Kanan was teaching him everything. And literally Tariq flipped it on him. So think about how powerful Tariq is going to be in season six. Moving his own weight. This man is about to be 17. Getting he's doing shit in a past generational way. He's literally taking the educational smarts, the street smarts, and bringing them together. And he's about to become Ghost 3.0, 4.0 at that, damn near. So I'm excited to see where season six is about to go. I'm just sad that they didn't have you know how they have after Power, you know, the after show. Something to give us with season six, man. Get the strap on your ass, 50. Damn it. Let's see. New music. I believe some new music is about to be released, if it has not been released. I've been listening to a lot of Tokyo Vanity. Her BAPS album. If you don't know what Tokyo Vanity is, she's, you know, that's my best friend, go best friend. Hey, that's my best friend. And if I go to her album real quick, hold on. Babs. Because I really, really, really do like this album. I played it. It's her and Tasha Couture. And, it's a pretty dope album, dog. My favorite song is Getting It. And then, what was it? Shit. Fuck You Mean. I love Fuck You Mean, bro. Like, Fuck You Mean is a dope track. Especially if you want to work out or some shit. Like, hey, Tokyo, you got some bars, baby. I'm watching you now. Just know that. All of my niggas are getting it. let's see, other new music. Ella May has been on me on Trip. Like, Trip is my shit. If you don't know, I've been playing Trip, like, for period. Like, I've been playing Trip, like, since Trip released itself. So Ella is coming out with her self-titled debut album. I think it's self-titled, but her debut album drops October 12th. I can't wait for that. I've been listening to her old stuff. It's amazing. She's amazing. I just want to cuddle with her. Like, I just want her to hold me. You know what I'm saying? I told people, like, I want to go to Ella May concert. Like, I want to be in there with my lighter up. Like, turn on Buddha, baby, Buddha. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we must never part. You know, so I just really just dig Ella. Like, it's just dope. Let's see. Okay, so to all my podcasters, man, just a message from us. You know what I'm saying? I want to tell everybody who's in the podcasting game right now, who's doing podcasting as just a, you know, fun and games thing, or you want to take this podcast to another type of realm. To all my indie and mainstream people, whoever listen to this and want to get into podcasting, keep grinding. Keep grinding. Understand that I'm a year and some months in, and I am blessed beyond belief. Do you hear me? Do you hear me when I say this? Like, I'm blessed beyond belief. It is amazing to know that I am literally, you know, just growing this podcast in ways that are so... It's unexplainable for me, you know what I'm saying? And understanding that your goals for your business or for your podcast, for your organization, for anything that you're doing right now, especially my podcasters, and I want to talk to them, but I always, see, I'm always talking to the podcasters, but it always relates to something else. But I say that to say we got to keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? From you doing episode 1 to episode 117,000, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gets tedious, it does. You're going to take your mental health breaks, do it, because you're always checking the news. You're always checking what's current. You have to stay on top of everything in your particular field that you're talking about. You have to stay current. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to keep grinding. You got to. You got to. I always, y'all hear me. Every time I get on this show, I say life is like riding a bicycle. In order to keep your balance, you got to keep moving forward. And no matter if that's crawling to walking to sprinting, from sprinting to running, you got to keep moving forward, bro. So to all my podcasters out there, to all my podcast out there, to all my podcast associates out there, my podcast family out there, keep grinding, bro. I'm proud of y'all, man. I love y'all, dog. Y'all keep going. Keep going out there. Keep making content for people. Because I feel like podcasters bring a certain type of realism to this world that I love it. So keep going out there. To all my indie podcasters, we here, bro. We for the indie folk. You feel me? We for the indie folk. Do you know how many indie podcasts have made it? 85 South Show, baby. I love the 85 South Show. They are indie podcasts that are literally trying. They're not even trying, but they're literally taking it mainstream. They're not even taking it. It's going by itself. You have to know where your position is. Where I am right now, I am so proud of where my podcast is. 8 platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Do you understand, like I keep saying, I did not expect to sit here and be on this side. Listen, I started off on a mobile app, bro. I started off on an app. I started doing my podcast off my phone, and look where I am right now. I started doing this off my phone, off of the phone that is recording right now on Instagram. Literally. And then my network shut down because they couldn't afford it. And then I couldn't get on SoundCloud because I couldn't afford it. So then what? I had to take a break and revamp and got back on SoundCloud. Got on 4 more platforms during this year. 8 platforms. Y'all, 8. I was not expecting to get on 8 this year. I was more so expecting to get on Apple Music and SoundCloud, and I was going to be good. I was grand. But to have 8 platforms in which people actually sit here and listen, whether you like it or not, and whether you agree with it or not, that is a blessing. That is amazement. So yes, I put goals on myself now. I push myself now because I see where this can go. So catch me in 5 years, bro. Catch me in 5 years. Push yourself. To all my podcasters out there, push yourself. You got this, baby. We out here. We out here. We have a job. To me, I do. This is my work. I do this every day. When I'm at work, I'm double working. Low key. I'm at work at the desk And if I ain't got nothing to do, I'm on my computer doing work for my podcast. You understand what I'm saying? Because now I'm on a total, God has been blessing me to the point where I'm everywhere. And yeah, it may not be getting the like, the listens that, that, you know, that need to be mainstream. I don't even want to go mainstream right now. I like doing this. I love doing this. I love bringing local people on the show. I love bringing my friends on the show. I love bringing people who are actually worthy of being on the show on my show, period. So to my podcasters, do you, baby? Shit, if you in the area, let's collab. You feel me? Let's do something. Let's do something. Go to my website, tyronzhiggs.com. You feel me? Hit the Let's Network. Go to Who's Tyronza Higgs? And let's network. Fill it out. Let's do it. Because I'm down. I'm here for anybody to help. But don't, like I said before, don't try to come on my podcast and, you know, try to shit, change shit up. You know what I'm saying? I will kill you. Period. That was a laugh, but I was serious. Let's talk Cap Williams, Kevin Hart, and Tiffany Haddish. Let's talk about that before we go back. Before we take a five and we go in. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that. So Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, right? So Cat Williams decided that he wanted to, you know, be, I would like to say, a little disrespectful to Tiffany Haddish, basically calling her a non-comedian and basically literally just saying, like, you know, somebody else wrote Girls Trip and, you know, you thought she wrote Girls Trip and blah, blah, just really downing her credit. And Kevin Hart, you know, Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish was on The Breakfast Club and Kevin Hart went in, respectively so, on Cat Williams. Now, I'm a Cat Williams fan. I love Cat Williams. My mom has probably all his DVDs. I've watched them all, basically. Not his recent stuff, but all his back in the day stuff. Watched it all. Watched him on Wildin' Out. Watched him on Friday Afternoon. Like, watched every damn movie that probably he was in. I'm a Cat Williams fan. Kevin Hart fan as well. And Kevin Hart had some choice words for him, basically saying, why are you shitting on other people that are bringing others up when you didn't do the same? You were the guy at one point in time, which he was. He was literally getting deals after deals. He was the man in comedy, period. He was that man in comedy for a minute. He was supposed, you know, to take comedy probably to another level. And because he got induced with the drugs and everything like that, studios and companies and networks didn't want to work with him. So you can't sit here and shit or try to dismiss somebody else's credibility as not only an actress, but a comedian at that, when this woman has stand-up specials on Netflix, coming to Netflix, has done comedy for as long as she can remember, since I think the age of like 15, 16, like she's been telling jokes, and you sitting here and discrediting her, telling, like, saying you can't name your favorite Tiffany Haddish joke. Well, let's be clear, as a fan of you, I can't right now name my favorite Cat Williams joke. Let's be clear. Like, Cat, like, don't do that. Like, and that's just a respect. Like, I can't remember Kevin Hart, favorite Kevin Hart joke, but I like y'all as comedians. You feel me? I'm a fan of your work, because if I go, I know I'm going to get a laugh from either three of y'all. But the fact that you are just discrediting and disrespecting her as a comedian while... when the comedian business, when the realm of comedy is literally getting stripped apart by, because we're getting so sensitive, you are ridiculous. And the fact, and I want to shout out Tiffany because she's just so humble. And the fact that she just said, literally was just humble about it. She was like, I ain't got no hard feelings about mans. My mans, I love Cat Williams. She was like, I love Cat Williams. It ain't no love. She was like, I thought I fucked this man. I was like, I died. I fucking died when she said that. When she said that she thought she fucked his, I almost literally almost had a conniption. Like, it was ridiculous. But yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, it was crazy. But shout out to Kevin Hart for going in on Cat Williams like he should have. Because Cat Williams need to stop. And you just want an Emmy, bro. Like, relax. Like, you just getting back into shit. Relax, B. Like, live your best life and start talking shit about everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see if it was comedy skits. But you're literally talking shit and discrediting. And like I said, Kevin Hart had time. Because if you go on my Instagram, you see the finger. That motherfucker. He was like, huh. I was like, all right, bro. Go crazy. So, yeah. Shout out to Kevin and Tiffany. I was about to call it Tanisha. But shout out to Tiffany and Kevin. And shout out to that movie, Night School. That's coming out too. Let's see. Our MVP of the week. I don't want to butcher his name again, but I'm gonna try it again. It's Silas Andikuno. He's 26 years old, and he is the highest paid robotics engineer right now. He signed a deal with Apple Inc. Apple Incorporated. And I don't know how much it was, but he literally sold his property. I think he owns his own robotics company and everything in Nigeria. And bro got paid. So shout out to you, bro, because you out here representing for us black men. Shout out, because you know I'm dark. I told you. Instagram got me looking real, real dark, but it's okay because I know I'm a chocolate nigga. You feel me? And biggest loser of the week, right? So, Ye, I don't know if I want to give it to Ye, but I'm probably going to, because Ye went on a rant on the gram, and he called out Nick Cannon for basically talking about his wife. And it was, and I looked at the video, you know, that Nick Cannon did on Everyday Struggle, and he was talking about Kim and everything, and he didn't really say anything bad for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't say anything bad about Kanye. And Kanye was like, well, you know, I'm off the sunken place now. Like, bro, you... Well, I'm glad you're at the sunken place, Ye. But, I don't know. I don't know. So, I'm gonna just give it to Ye for right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he I don't know. Like, this man is just confusing me. You know? Like, can you just put out some more music, bro? Like, I just know that you and Chance are putting that album. Amen to that. That's all I know. But you need to start calling these men and stop going on rants on... Please, people, stop. Please. Like, it don't even make no sense. Like, if you know these people, these celebrities, like, if y'all celebrities, quote-unquote, and y'all know each other personally, stop going on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and making posts about each other. If y'all need to talk to each other, be adult and talk to each other about shit. No. And that's what Nick Cannon said. He was like, I guess we sitting here talking over Instagram, you know what I'm saying? But I guess that's how we gonna be. Like dog, y'all know each other. Y'all did wilding out together. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk as men. But we're going to take a 5-minute break, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give me some water, you know what I'm saying? My mouth is a little parched. And we're going to come back with the second half of the show. And man, are we going to get a little candid. So just get ready for that, people. This is the Opinionated Brother Podcast with your boy Devontae, episode 49. We will be back in 5. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? We are back with the Opinionated Brother Podcast with your boy Devontae, episode 49. We are with the second half of the show, the Opinionated Topic of the Week, and we are talking abortion. Oh my gosh. Now, I told y'all that I was going to get a little candid. I'm going to get a little candid for you. I have a little story for story time. And it's just basically telling you my situation with abortion and everything, and you know, just really how abortion, when people ask me, you know, how do I feel about it, I'm really torn between the answers, because I know in a sense that it's the woman's body, you know what I'm saying? I know that the woman, if she is not ready to bear a child, that, you know, she's going to make the decision not to get the abortion. But at the same time, communication needs to be had for both parties, in my view. And that's what basically was the problem with me and my past girlfriend. So I was, let's see, damn, I freshly turned 21, right? I just freshly turned 21. I had a great birthday. I was a junior in college, and freshly just turned 21. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was having fun and everything. So spring break, month later, spring break comes around and we get back and my then girlfriend sits there and calls me and she's like, hey. I'm like, hey, you know, and this is Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Like, classes were Monday, you know what I'm saying, at this time. And she sat there and she was like, hey, you know, what you doing? I'm like, I'm about to go to work, you know, and I was a manager at Papa John's on campus at the time. So I'm like, I'm about to go to work, you know, what's up? I'm like, where you at? Like, why are you not back, you know, in Grand Rapids? Like, what's the deal? So she like, well, I just broke my arm. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Why didn't you call me? You know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't you call me? Like, what's up? First of all, are you okay? She's like, yeah, but I got something to tell you too. I'm like, well, shit, you just broke your arm. What else could, you know, what else in my mind could you even possibly say? I'm pregnant. And in that moment, if I could tell y'all in that moment how my mind felt, I instantly went into 21. I instantly jumped age. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think what she was looking for, I think the answer that I gave her fucked her up, fucked her whole mind up. Because stereotypically, the male will be more inclined to say, okay, that's not my child. You better go get that aborted, like, right now. Now, I was raised to, if I sat there and laid down and had sex without a condom and she ends up pregnant, then I have to take care of my responsibilities as a man and do what I need to do as a father. And that was my whole mindset because that's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I was going to sit there and revamp and rechange my whole lifestyle for my child. And, I'm on my way to work now. Work is like 5 minutes away from my house, so I'm like, I'm not tripping. I'm walking to work, and she's telling me this, and my answer to her at this time is like, okay, you know what? What do you need from me? Like, it's okay. Don't trip. Like, what's up? Like, what do you need from me? And I think that answer completely fucked her mind up, because I think what she was waiting for me to say was, okay, we'll get that motherfucker aborted. You know, I think that's what she was waiting for me to say. Because when I said it and I looked at her whole mood changed. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Like, we were on FaceTime and I seen her whole face just change. And she was like, well, you know, like, what are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm about to go to work. Like, I can't do anything. She was like, all right, well, I'll call you after you get off work. I'm like, bet. So I go into work and I go into my office. And all of a sudden, I start bawling tears. Like, I start... like I mean I am bawling at this time, and she, while I'm bawling, she's texting me like, can you use your roommate's car, shout out to Brad, can you use your roommate's car to sit there and drive right now to get this abortion? Like, she had it in her mind that the abortion was happening without any discussion with me whatsoever. So in my mind, I'm trying to process all of this because you just put this, like, you just dropped this on me, like, right then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just dropped this bomb on me right then. So I'm like, I can't do anything right now. I can't. So I told my student workers, I said, listen, I'm about to go upstairs real quick. I'll be back. And I started bawling. I called my mom and I'm like, Mom,
please. Lord, I think I disappointed you.
Like, I am going crazy. She's like, relax, son, relax. And I'm like, Mom, you know, I just got her pregnant and it's crazy. She's like, how far along is she? I was like, I need to get to all that, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, did she tell her parents? I was like, I don't think so. And she didn't. She didn't tell her parents. She didn't tell nobody. Like, she didn't tell her parents. She didn't tell her sister. She didn't tell nobody. And in that moment, I remember picking her up from the bus stop, and we were just like, so what are we doing? She was like, well, so what are we doing? Are we going to, you know, get the abortion? I was like, first of all, we haven't even talked about it. Like, we haven't even discussed it. Like, we have not talked. Like, seeing how each other feel, we have not even talked about it at all, period. So we were so toxic to each other in that moment because we kept arguing about, like, okay, I personally, and this may sound very, very, like, off the wall, I wanted to keep my child, and she didn't. She didn't want to keep it. And it was so reversed because the way everything played out, she was so emotionless, I was so emotional, and I was just like, what the fuck? I felt like we are reversed. You the nigga, I'm the bitch, and you sitting here not even giving a fuck. Like, you not giving a fuck at all. Like, and it wasn't even giving a fuck about the baby. Like, it wasn't like yes, I would have been upset that you aborted it, but I was more pissed, if anything, that you didn't want to communicate with me. Like, that was, like, we didn't handle this as adults. We're 21, I get it, but at the same time, nigga, all you had to sit here and say was, let's talk about it, first of all. How do you feel? Because I was asking her, like, literally, trying to see how she felt, basically, and you're not sitting here taking my feelings into account. You understand what I'm saying? So I remember us going to the ultrasound, and we go to the ultrasound, and I remember seeing the ultrasound, and I instantly just, I couldn't. Like, I walked out the room, and I was like, damn, like, that's my seed. And I still keep the ultrasound to this day. And I was like, damn, this is crazy. So we ended up deciding to get the abortion, obviously. And I personally could not make it, right? You know, we went, Levi gave her half, you know what I'm saying? I think I did. But I couldn't make it because I couldn't get off work. I tried to get any of my coworkers who were managers at the time to cover my shift, and nobody could cover my shift. So I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I can't. And she was mad at that, of course. And I'm just like, I can't do anything about that. Like, I can't. So my mom, let me just tell you how my OG, my mama, was like the rock. Like, my mom was the literal, right? Like, me and my mom at that point, literally, our relationship, like, I think really, really grew at that time because she saw me. Like, she called me every day making sure that I was okay and making sure that she was okay, right? So I call her, I said, Mom, she ain't got nowhere to go. She ain't got nowhere to stay when she get there. And her parents don't even know, like, you know, that she's pregnant at this time. Can she stay at the crib? And can you take her to the abortion? And I know at this point, that is a lot asking for my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a lot. But my mom has went through something similar to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom has been through something like that. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, you know what? I got you. Just have her come to the crib. I got her. Boom. My mama fed her. Made sure she was good, took her to the abortion clinic, stayed there with her, let her stay at the house for the whole weekend. And I tried to check up on her as much as I could, like, testing my mama, like, is she good, she straight, she good. Like, even in the pain that I was soaking in, I'm making sure that she's straight, right? And after she came back, it was just like, we were even more toxic, you know what I'm saying? And it was literally like we broke up like a month later. You know what I'm saying? After probably me chasing you after like a year, you know what I'm saying? This happening, it was just like we were too toxic at that point. So in that moment, I felt like I didn't know who I could talk to. You know, like I remember being in class and it was a WG, I was in a women and gender studies course. And I remember the instructor talking about abortion, and I immediately tried not to break down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I immediately tried not to sit there and break down. For one, I didn't feel like there was no other guy, man, that has been in the position to where I feel like I just lost my son or daughter because of, not just because we weren't ready, because we knew we weren't ready. But the fact that you didn't communicate and you just wanted to just do this off whim and you just felt Like, it, I was going to be okay with this without consulting with me. That is the pain that I was feeling. So I felt as though I lost my child, not because of the abortion, but because of miscommunication. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was feeling at the time. And I didn't know if anybody else had went through a certain situation like this to the point where they're feeling like, I'm the bitch. I'm the woman in this, excuse me. I'm the woman in this situation, and she's the dude. You know what I'm saying? She's not giving a fuck. And I'm trying to not even make you give a fuck, but try to sit here and make you realize, like, you just could have communicated this to me. We need to have a lot of communication right now, and you're not giving a fuck. And I try not to break down in class, and I just remember going to her office hours, and I just tried to talk to her about it. I was like, listen, has there any, like, how do men deal with this? How do men deal with abortion? Because I'm not typical. I'm not the typical dude who will sit here and be like, that's not mine. You know, I abort that bitch real quick, because I'm like, if I know that we are fucking or having sex, then why? Especially without a condom on, it, come on now, like, that's not how I was brought up. That's not how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? If we didn't have a condom on at that time, and I traced it back, you understand what I'm saying? She was 5 weeks along. You know what I'm saying? She was 5.5 weeks along, so I traced it back, and we had unprotected sex on my birthday. Oh my God. It was wild. It was crazy. And when I traced it back, I was like, damn, that's wild. So I was like, yo, what the hell? But at the same time, I think that was the first time I just went into a hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first time I started using marijuana, like, to just not think about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to sit here and bear that pain anymore. I didn't want to sit here and, like, just feel that pain of not having. Because I'm gonna keep it a buck. I really wanted to be a dad in that moment. You know what I'm saying? Because I lost my dad early. You know what I'm saying? I lost my dad early, and I really, 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 really was excited to be a dad at that point. You know what I'm saying? I would have reconfigured my whole lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was excited. The excitement on my face to be a dad at that point was amazing. But after everything happened and I really, like, faced this issue, I really had to sit here and say, okay, well, one, I wasn't ready. I was freshly 21, right? Just turned 21 a month after, you know what I'm saying? Or a month before, sorry. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, damn, I wasn't ready. You know, and my mama was just helping me. She called me every day, make sure I was straight. She was like, listen, son, I know it hurt, but listen, you weren't ready. You know, and I know, and she was even excited. She was excited to be a grandma. You know what I'm saying? She was excited to be a grandma. I was excited to be a dad. But at the same time, God had other plans. And it was just like, damn, sink. Like, whoa, you know, and I was praying, like, God, I'll rechange my lifestyle. You know, I'll make sure I'm not smoking around the baby. Like, we ain't doing that. Nope, no more. Nope, none of that. Like, we not, no more parties. Like, nope, we in the room. We kicking it. No. But at the same time, I was like, it was like having a kid with somebody that I really didn't want to have a kid with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not personally in love with you, and I've seen situations like that, you know what I'm saying, where it's just a ooh, off the whim. But at the same time, at that point, God was just telling me, like, no, this is not who I want you to have a baby with. This is not going to happen, and you're not going to do it, so this gonna hurt, but I need her to do this. And it was just like, damn, you know. So I wanted to spill out that, because I don't know if any men have been in that same situation, to the point where, you know, you're feeling like you lost your child. Not off the simple fact of abortion, but just off the simple fact that your significant other or that woman did not come and communicate to you and just assumed that you wanted this. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that I sit here and I advocate for is that men, not niggas, let me say that one more time. Men and not niggas, okay? Because men have feelings. Men have feelings. You understand what I'm saying? Women have feelings too. But men have feelings. Women. Men have feelings. Let me say that again. Men have feelings. And I don't think y'all take those into consideration a lot of times. I'm not sitting here and I know I'm going to get them remarks. Well, y'all don't take our... We not doing that. Right? We not even about to go there. Because in a sense, I know where you're coming from. Nobody's saying no. He or she does not do that. Take your feelings into consideration. However, I'm saying that the recognition of the feelings that men have do not get took into consideration when situations like this come about. Men who are not cut from the same cloth that niggas are cut from, who are not going to sit here and tell you, listen, go ahead and abort that bitch because that's not my shit. I'm not going to sit here and do that, especially if I know that we fucking, especially if I know that we're having sex unprotected. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to sit here and do that. If you lay down and you did it, you sit there and you take care of it. That's how I was raised. So I wasn't about to sit here and not do it. But at the same time, it just felt like she did not give a fuck. And I wanted to know if any men have been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hurt. It really did hurt. Like, I keep it. You know, my friend tells me Happy Father's Day every Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? And I tell myself Happy Father's Day. I look at that picture from time to time. I have it in my Google Photos. I look at my picture from time to time. And I might post it. You understand what I'm saying? Just because I'm in a place where I can talk about it. Where I can sit here and I can be at peace with it. You know, and I just want people to understand that abortion is serious. You know, like you gotta talk. It is something of communication. You know what I'm saying? Like it can't just be abortion and then done. Because on both ends, you're going to feel some type of way. You're going to feel like an entity has left you, and you have to communicate. You have to. Period. Whether you know each other or not, y'all gonna have to communicate, because that right there, to me, it doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel great. And I want to give a special shout out to my moms. Like, she was OG. She was so OG with it. She was so just real and just let it be known. Like, listen, don't stress, don't trip. I got you. You know what I'm saying? And I wish my then girlfriend all the best right now. You know what I'm saying? I hope she's doing great. But at the same time, at that time, we weren't conducive to have a baby. You know what I'm saying? We low-key weren't even conducive to be in a relationship, you know, but even still, we weren't conducive to have a baby. And if you are in that situation where you're not conducive to have a baby, don't even try it. Don't even try to even go down that route. You know what I'm saying? Don't even try to sit here and try to start a family when you know you are not in the family means. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not it. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. And I was hurting. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I sat here and I smoked down everything to try not to feel that pain and that sorrow and that, you know, and muster everything just deep within myself. Like, I just didn't want to feel that anymore. So I say that all to say, like, to men who have felt that same pain, I envy, you know. I sit here and say, like, you are not alone. First of all, to all my women who feel that pain, you are not alone, because I felt that. You know what I'm saying? I felt that because, like I said, I felt like I was the woman and she was the nigga in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, or when that time came. And me talking to a lot of my female friends about that, they were just so sympathetic and they didn't really understand, like, men could really feel like that. And I'm like, yes, first of all, men have feelings. It's just a lot of men are not like me, or a lot of Some men out here who show their emotions on their sleeves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind showing my emotions to you. I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't make me less of a man. Some people may say that, but it don't make me less of a man. I still rock out with my cock out. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that, in a sense, needs to be communicated when we talk about abortion, when we talk about things of that nature, because it hurts. You know, it takes you're taking a life, you know, and you have to communicate about it. You have to. You just can't sit there and not do it. You know what I'm saying? And in my view, you just can't sit there and not do it. You have to communicate about it, whether you're going for the abortion or not. And that's why I sit here and say it's so hard for me to take a side on abortion, because I know that in a sense it's the woman's perspective. It's, you know, it's her body. She's going to do what she does. But we also have to take in account that the man is there too. And if you have a real man sitting there, you know what I'm saying, even if y'all are just, you know, fucking and doing what y'all do and having fun, if you have an actual genuine man right there, not a nigga, but a man who is, you know, caring for you in some sort of way, then you need to talk. Or even vice versa, y'all need to talk, y'all need to have a conversation. That is something that needs to be conversed amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't need to come to a quick resolution. Like, y'all need to talk about it. Where are your means? Where do you need to fall into it? And if you are not ready, be not ready. Make sure y'all are on one accord when you are not ready. Do not have miscommunication when it comes to this, because it will. I am attest to that. It will. A lot of women and some few men, including me, are attest to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens, and it sucks. So I just wanted to basically, you know, talk about that and just say, like, abortion is something that is very, very sensitive, especially in our community now. You know what I'm saying? Especially in our climate now, because a lot of my friends are getting, a lot of my old high school friends, middle school friends, even college friends are now, you know, getting pregnant or having babies. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But, you know, our administration is trying to take away the right of abortion and just trying to make women just have babies. And the thing is, if women don't want to have these kids, you know, if they don't want to have the baby, then it's their decision ultimately to not have it. However, to all my women and my men, we shouldn't be out here just fucking and sucking and dangling and slanging and popping and dropping out here just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's make sure we're using protection, people. I know I slip up a few times. Hello, I ain't mad, I'll tell you. But we need to do better, period. And I'm just not talking to myself, I'm talking to everybody and myself, damn it. We need to do better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're not wanting to have these kids, we need to just do better. And wrapping it up. I know it don't feel good with a condom on as soon as you get it. I know. Trust me, I fucking know. But we have to do better. And if you are, you know, pregnant in that moment and you're thinking about it, make sure that you're talking to your significant other about it. Make sure you're communicating to them. Make sure you're sitting there having that conversation. Communication is key for everything. Communication can sit here and nullify a lot of our problems if we sat here and just communicated. All right. So I just wanted to get, you know, just share my story about that and just talk a little bit about abortion, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it is a sensitive topic to talk about. But, you know, it's a sensitive topic to talk about. So, you know what? For our first live Instagram show on our podcast Instagram page, I want to say this was a great show. Amen. Let's see. I'm trying to think. follow us on Instagram, of course, at TOB_podcast. That it's TOB_PODCAST podcast. You feel me? TOB podcast on Instagram, so you can catch all the live videos from now on, because we will be going live from now on every Sunday. The audio version will be dropping every Monday morning, of course, at 8 o'clock on Podbean and SoundCloud and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Stitcher Radio and Google Play Music and Apple Podcasts and, yeah, all of those. So we're on all major major streaming and podcasting platforms. Lord, I can't speak. Platforms. Period. So you can stream me on Spotify, everything else. So I keep saying Spotify because a lot of y'all kept saying, are you on Spotify? And I am on Spotify now. So I will actually place the Spotify link in our Instagram bio. So go ahead. So you can just go ahead and click that and like it and share it. And yeah, man, I appreciate everybody for coming on the live podcast, man. This was a great, great show. Thank you for everybody that came through and checked me out, man. We are going into our 50th episode next week, and I really, really want everybody to come in and join me on this 50th anniversary episode. Well, not 50th anniversary. I'm talking about 50th anniversary, but 50th episode, you know what I'm saying? I want to probably do a little something special for that. So make sure y'all come back next week. We'll be back next week live, of course. So make sure you follow the Instagram. Of course, it will be in the SoundCloud bio. Of course, it will be in the SoundCloud bio. But just make sure you guys follow me. If you want to follow my personal page, make sure you follow me on Vontaze World, VONTAS_world. You can follow me on Facebook as well, Tyronza Devonte Hicks or Tyronza D. Hicks. And then you can follow our business page, THC Tyronza Hicks & Company at THC on Facebook. And then that'll be it, man. Just check me out, brother. I appreciate y'all, man. I love you guys. And just make sure that life is like, you know, it's like riding a bicycle, bro. In order to keep it balanced, you got to keep moving forward. I will keep saying that to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all stay positive this week. Make sure y'all have a great week Monday, okay? Make sure that Monday does not distress y'all. Tuesday doesn't wear y'all down. Wednesday is hump day. So make sure y'all get that revitalization for the weekend on Thursday. And then Friday, go crazy. You understand what I'm saying? But make sure you start your Monday off correctly, all right? I love you guys. We'll be back next Sunday.